I'm going to invite anyone who would like to come up to the front, kids certainly, but if there's others who want a good look, I have a story to tell you. So we've been talking a lot about who Jesus is. And so I am going to tell you a story that talks about Jesus. In the beginning, the second beginning, there was a baby. And the baby was the light of the world, the light from which all light comes. And Mary and Joseph held the baby close and kept the baby safe and watched him grow. And the baby's name was Jesus. Now, when Jesus was 30 years old, he came down to the River Jordan, where his cousin John was baptizing people. And John took Jesus down into the water, and Jesus came up into the light. And people who were there said that they saw a dove come down from heaven and rest on Jesus' shoulder. And Jesus heard a voice from heaven say to him, "You are my dear son. In you I am well pleased." And Jesus heard those words before he ever taught a lesson or performed a miracle. And now it was time for Jesus' work to begin. But what was his work? His work was to mend the world, to fix what was broken. His work was to tell stories. And his stories fell like seeds, not into the soil, but into people's hearts, where they grew and changed, so that people could better understand who God was, better know one another, and better know the kingdom of God. What was his work? His work was to lighten the darkness. Jesus would grow close to people that no one else would go close to. And when he went close to them, they changed. They could see things that they couldn't see before. They could do things they couldn't do before. They were healed. What was his work? His work was to tell people how much God loved them. He would tell them that God loved them even more than the birds of the air. And God loves the birds of the air very much. And when we feel like a little boat tossed on the waves, Jesus comes to us, says, "Peace, be still." And we feel the peace that he brings. Finally, Jesus knew that it was time for him to go to Jerusalem for the last time. He knew that the only way to mend the world and to fix what was broken was to stretch his arms between heaven and earth and to die on a cross. And on that cross, he brought together God and people, and he brought together people to one another. And then, 3 days later, Jesus appeared again. People saw him. And now, anyone who wanted to could be part of mending the world, of fixing what was broken. On and on into the future. As long as time exists. And think that all of this began with a baby at Christmas. So I wonder, what was your favorite part of this story? The birds and the paper bird? You like the people at the end and the cross and the birds? The leaves and the seeds? Candle. Yeah, a little bit of everything. I wonder what we are going to take from this as we go out later today. Maybe not literally take, but think in our heads about what God might be telling us. As we think about that, we're going to pray. And I'm going to invite you to pray. Repeat the words after me. Dear God, thank you for coming as Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for inviting us to be part of mending the world. Help us to be healers as you have healed us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.